And here we are, back for hour number two of the early show here on WWGH Radio, Tuesday, August the 13th, 2019, 15 and a half minutes past 9 o'clock. Now, I've been messing with the phone again, because, again, as I said, somebody comes in here and messes with the phone settings. Now, I'm going to have to write this down. Now, last time, I thought I wrote it down. The proper settings for the phone. So you listeners are going to have to let me know, are people sounding okay when they call in? Can you hear them okay? Do things sound good? Do I sound good when I'm on with them? Because we need to know that type of thing. 740-383-9944. Also, if there's anything going on in the Marion community that is of interest to you, give me a call. 740-383-9944. We got a great call yesterday about a heads up that they are repaving Main Street, which would have been North Main, and that's probably going to cause some traffic issues for the next couple days, but we'll all be the better for it to have Main Street be a little smoother. Won't that be nice? But that being said, anything else on your mind? Also, we were talking a little bit before we went to break there about President Harding's dog, Lottie Boy's dog collar, and why we don't really know what happened to that 7 years later. And the further we get away from the date that it actually happened, back in 2012, I think the less chance we're probably going to have to find it, unless it's just locked away in somebody's drawer. So my contention is, does anybody have any information on it? Did they ever hear anything about it? Have they ever heard anybody talking about it any time in the last 7 years of whatever happened to Lottie Boy's dog collar? As a matter of fact, I was talking to Charlie Evers last week, and he said when he did tours of the Harding home, that was one of the things the kids liked to see, was that dog collar. So it's a shame that it's been missing for 7 years. It would be nice if it would show back up before the big 2020 celebration, the 100th anniversary of President Harding being sworn in, but who knows? In any event, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Also, our trivia questions are on the table this morning. Now, for some reason, the 9 o'clock hour seems to be our busiest hour for trivia. So we'll run through these questions real quick here. Larry King did his first national radio show in the mid-1970s for the Mutual Radio Network. Who was Larry King's first guest on national radio? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? Does anybody know what she did? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? Health issues that would eventually end his life. Does anybody know what President Harding's favorite drink was? Now, last hour I told you that, yes, this was an alcoholic drink. What was President Harding's favorite drink in the White House? And the final one, what was Bob Hope's most famous song outside of Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells, which he sang at Christmas? Does anybody know the answer to any of those? Tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds? We have a, let's see, what else do we have here? We have a call coming in. That's what we have. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Didn't she do homeopathic medicine also?
She might have, but that's not her designated profession.
Oh, okay. Okay, I always thought it was.
Yeah. Well, hey, I think. Yeah,
he and her also, you know, both did homeopathic medicine at the Sawyer Ludwig Park, or Sawyer Sanatorium.
the nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, but she actually did have a state certified trade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Kind of interesting. Thank you. And again, we're messing around with the phones this morning, once again, to see if the phones are working correctly. Does anybody know, did that sound okay? Are the phones sounding okay? That's the important part. Let us know. 740-383-9944. What was Bob Hope's other famous song? Let's put it that way. Not Thanks for the Memories, not Silver Bells, but what was the other one that he was most known for? 740-383-9944. Terry Tackett joins us in studio. How's it going?
Oh, going good, going good.
On this dreary,
rainy,
dreary, rainy Tuesday morning. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about a mint julep?
Not a mint julep, but that's a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
And what was the
That's I think President Harding's
favorite
drink.
Oh, okay.
Now it is an alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
I'll give you that, but it's not a mint julep. What goes into a mint julep? Have you ever had a mint julep?
I haven't. I know. I think that's what they give the winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, they give him a drink?
I think that's what they the honorary drink. I believe is a mint julep. Or
I wonder what's in a mint julep.
I don't. It's. I think it's Is it not vodka, but
what makes it mint? Is it like peppermint schnapps?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Peppermint schnapps. Yeah, I believe that's what's in it.
So what's the julep?
The julep is. I don't know if that's the. Is it like the leaf that? Isn't the julep like a? It's almost like a leaf that.
We would not be good bartenders.
No.
We would not be able to make you a mint
julep
to save your life.
That's what everyone drinks at the Kentucky Derby. I'm pretty sure that's what everybody drinks at the Kentucky Derby.
They knock back a mint julep.
I think the winner of that, or no, maybe it's the winner of the Daytona 500. Anyway, they drink milk. I think it's the Daytona 500 drinks.
You know,
Indy 500, maybe.
On a hot day, getting out of a car, the last thing I would want to drink is milk. I mean, I think that could cause a lot of problems.
Yeah. Complications and repercussions.
I don't think that would be something I'd want to do.
No.
But the question is, what was President Harding's favorite drink in the White House? Now, it is an alcoholic drink. It's not the mint julep, but what do you think it might be?
I wonder if he was hitting hard stuff. Was he?
Well, I can't sway one way or another, but we'll see if it comes up.
Like a Jack and Coke or something. And
Now, what year was Coca-Cola brought onto the scene?
Good, yeah, maybe
was it prior
it wasn't
to
wasn't even around
yeah, I might not have even been
was it like third the 30s maybe
30s would have been after President Harding because he died in 23.
Okay. Which I don't think that back in those days they mixed that stuff anyway. If you got a cold, you just drink that stuff.
He might have been drinking this just to get rid of a cold.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
And the other question we had a guess on this morning was, what was President Harding's mother's job? She was certified to do something.
Yeah, I heard the caller just now say, yeah.
Certified in the state of Ohio to do something. What was she certified to do? Mm. And also the question, are the phone calls sounding okay? Because, you know, somebody messes with these knobs. I don't know why. I think their hands, they must have some kind of finger disease.
Yeah.
They like to get on the knobs and turn the knobs. 740-383-9944 if you know the answers to any of the trivia questions. Do you know anything about Bob Hope songs? Are you a Bob Hope?
Maybe this is a mint julep. Maybe
mint julep. Go ahead, caller.
Mint julep. The recipe.
Oh, here we go.
Is 1 teaspoon of powdered sugar.
Oh, sugar.
2 ounces of bourbon whiskey.
Bourbon, ooh.
2 teaspoons of water. And then 4 mint leaves.
So powdered sugar and whiskey.
Bourbon. It has to be bourbon.
Bourbon.
Kentucky bourbon.
Kentucky. And then you have to muddle the mint and the sugar and the water together. Do you know what that means?
No. Tell us.
Put it down in a glass and just kind of mush it, really mush it around. Then you add your ice and your bourbon. And then the sprig of mint.
You know, I think if I started this show at 8 o'clock every morning with a mint julep, like I just won the Kentucky Derby, I bet it'd be more interesting.
No, it definitely would.
Yes.
Was that the official drink or something of the Kentucky?
No, my parents went to Kentucky Derby parties every year. So as a kid growing up, I learned the recipe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, do you often make a mint julep?
No.
No? Well, I don't know.
I just know that the mint juleps and...
Let's see. It's getting that good bourbon, you know. You gotta get that good bourbon.
A lot of fun.
Well, did you taste a mint julep?
Yes, I have. They're a little strong for me.
Okay.
Now, does the mint take care of the bourbon taste?
Just adds to it.
Well, that sounds interesting.
I want to try one.
You want to try a mint julep?
I want to try
one. All right. Well, hey, I thank you for that recipe.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to try one.
See, this is the important point of having people call in because, see, now who would have thought somebody listening in Marion, Ohio would know the recipe by heart of a mint julep?
Julep, yeah. Her parents went to a bunch of Kentucky I'm pretty sure it's the official drink of...
The mint julep.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Was Bob Hope's song Put Her There, Pal?
Not Put Her There, Pal, but I do remember that. What movie did he sing that in? Was that one of the Road pictures?
Yeah, it was. Morocco or one of them.
Yeah,
Morocco or...
I'm off on the road to Morocco.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay on the road.
Stay on the road. Thank you.
There you go.
I was singing earlier. You missed that. Oh, God. Yeah. Well, no, because...
And no mint julep, and you were singing.
No mint julep. But the problem was, because of this Bob Hope question, which, by the way, the Bob Hope question is, other than Thanks for the Memories and other than Silver Bells, what song is Bob Hope most known for? He sang it on his specials a lot.
Yeah.
But I've heard Thanks for the Memories a lot, but I can't remember the lyrics. Do you know them?
Thanks for the Memories. I mean, that's all...
But you don't remember? No, see, I know there's something about Thanks for the Memories, for Rainy Afternoons, for Swinging Harlem Tunes. There's something about Burning Toast and Prunes. And I know at the end he goes, and we thank you so much. But that's all I can
remember. He kind of ends it with that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's. I don't know.
You know what movie that's from, don't you? Big Broadcast of 1938. So he was doing that from 1938 on.
When did he start doing Silver Bells?
Silver Bells was the Lemon Drop Kid.
Oh,
see, aren't you? I don't have a computer in front of me. Aren't you impressed with the useless information?
I am so fascinated with the plethora of knowledge.
Yeah,
the useless information that just came out of
my head. The Lemon Drop Kid.
Who would have thought a mint julep and the Lemon Drop Kid?
Lemon Drop Kid.
Man,
isn't that a great title for a movie?
Yeah.
Isn't that a great title for the Lemon Drop Kid?
Lemon Drop Kid.
And I don't even think the Lemon Drop Kid was a Christmas movie. Now, why he was singing Silver Bells in it,
I really just kind of got slid in there.
And I was thinking, Silver Bells is one of my favorite Christmas songs, but I don't think I know the lyrics to it either. I know, city sidewalks, busy sidewalks, danced in holiday charm. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. See, but then I don't know. I said, children laughing.
Silver bells.
Yeah, silver. Silver, yeah, that's the silver. It's Christmas time in the city.
I don't know until you print them out every year. That's the only
time.
Yeah,
when they print it out, that's when they all come around.
That's the only time I know the lyrics.
But the song I want to get the lyrics to, I kind of know. I don't know all the words to it.
Yeah.
But I kind of know it. And it's a catchy tune. Does anybody know what that third song is?
Oh, to Bob Hope. Okay.
Yeah, break in singing it.
No.
Or does anybody know the lyrics to Thanks for the Memories? Because we certainly don't.
Yeah.
But it was a popular tune. 740-383-9944. What was President Harding's favorite alcoholic drink? Not a mint julep, but, you know, could have been. I can imagine he was probably a very avid consumer of alcohol. Yeah. That might not have been his favorite, but
I wonder if he probably divulged in some late-night poker games that involved some alcohol.
It would not surprise me. What did President Harding's mother do? She was a licensed something.
That's going to be the interesting one.
In Ohio. When did President Harding first have health issues? That's another question.
Mm-hmm, good one.
And who was Larry King's first guest on his overnight mutual radio show?
I heard that one on the way in. Man, I was, shoo.
Big guest. Man. Larry had to open big.
Did you already, well, if I ask you, well, never mind. That might give it away.
Go ahead.
Can you just say what year?
Oh, mid-70s.
Mid-70s, okay.
I think it was 76, I think is when he went on, something like that. 76, 77, 78, in that neighborhood.
So it would have been somebody big in that era. Probably.
In that era.
Yeah. Okay.
But
it wasn't who I thought it was.
It's a name that everybody would know.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I think I kind of know, but I don't know for sure.
Well, we'll see if we get the guess here. 740-383-9944. So it's Larry King's first guest on his national radio show, President Harding's mother. What did she do for a living? When did President Harding first start to get sick? What age? What was President Harding's favorite alcoholic drink? And Bob Hope's famous song, other than Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells. What was the third? Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, Columbus Zoo, Jack Hanna's Wilds, or if you just want to answer the question, call in 740-383-9944, or if you want to comment on this show or anything else going on in Marion, we would love to hear from you now. 740-383-9944. Break in at any point during the show. Now, it's a dreary Tuesday morning.
Horrible.
For August.
Yeah.
You wouldn't really think we'd be in the drear like we are.
Not much traffic on the roads today.
No, people are depressed.
Yeah.
People are depressed. They're laying at home right now.
Did they watch, The Bachelor or something tonight? Whatever's on is Big Brother tonight? Or?
I don't know. You know, those shows, have you ever watched any of them?
I've watched maybe 10 minutes of, Big Brother, but...
See, what is Big Brother all about? We lock people in a house and see who can win?
Yeah, you follow them around, watching them, and these guys try to get these guys to team up and get rid of,
Do we just like other people's drama?
We must.
Drama City. Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, is President Harding's drink an old-fashioned?
Now, what's an old-fashioned?
I'm not sure.
Recipe.
Well, I tell you, that's not what I have listed. Did you look that up on the internet?
Nope. I have a glass container that's a shaker, and it's got about 8 or 10 drinks on it, but I can't find it. If I find it, I can tell you what the recipe is.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, I tell you, if we can figure out what an old fashioned is, maybe it could be, but I'm not sure because I have actually what the common name of it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Now, here begs another question. Does anybody know what an old-fashioned is?
What an old-fashioned is, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I've heard it before.
Have you ever heard somebody go into a bar and order an old-fashioned?
Well, I've heard it at a club, not really a bar. I've heard it at a...
Well, what's an old-fashioned? We found out what a mint julep was.
Yeah, I don't know what's in it, but...
Bourbon.
Yeah.
Bourbon in a mint
bourbon.
Julep.
Bourbon. Good old-fashioned Kentucky bourbon.
And mint leaves.
And mint leaves. That's what I was trying to say, the things that they...
Is it good to drink leaves?
I don't know. I mean, people take...
Mint leaves.
Don't take garlic.
What's that thing in the store that smells basil? Is it basil?
Yeah.
That's got a unique smell to it.
It does, yeah.
Very good.
You can definitely tell, yeah, when you walk by that...
When the basil comes through.
Yeah.
I always thought basil was a good name for a butler.
Oh.
You know, like Transylvanian
basil.
Butler.
Yeah.
So now we're looking, what is an old-fashioned? Because what we're really trying to find out here is, what was President Harding's favorite alcoholic drink?
Yeah. We need one of those bartender's guides so we can just...
Everything you ever wanted to
That's
know.
That's right. 1,001 drinks.
Of all of the presidents, who do you think was the big drinker? I think Kennedy probably had a few drinks.
Yeah, he probably had a few. I'd say maybe Roosevelt might have had a couple.
He might have. I don't know.
Dewey? Dwight?
He was president?
Eisenhower wasn't?
Oh, Eisenhower. Do you think he was a drinker? I mean, he was a war guy. I bet when he had a drink, it was a stiff drink.
Oh, there's no Boilermaker or something like that.
I don't think Nixon was probably a drinker.
No. Ford?
No, he wasn't a drinker.
Carter?
No, God, no.
Barack Obama?
I don't think he was a drinker.
Oh.
Who would have been the drinkers? Does anybody, and this is not a question because we don't really know the answer.
Clinton, you think was
it? I don't, I'm sure Clinton had a drink in his day. I don't know how big a drinker he was. Does anybody know which president probably liked his libations more than any other president? Any thoughts?
You probably have to go way back to maybe like the 70s. I mean, I wonder if them guys were big drinkers back then.
Well, I don't know. See, I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I know what President Harding's favorite alcoholic beverage was, but I don't know how many of these he had.
He consumed, yeah.
I mean, probably, I bet one a day.
Hmm.
You know, that's how most drinkers do it. Like, when they get home in the evening, they have that drink.
You think Truman?
I don't know if Truman could reach the bar. He was kind of a short fellow.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You know, I don't know if he could.
You think Reagan was a...
You know, Reagan came from Hollywood. I'm sure he'd... See, but Reagan, I bet, was like a champagne type of guy.
Yeah, caviar. Yeah.
Caviar.
Yeah,
extravagant tastes. Yeah. He came from California.
You're right. Yeah. He was from the Hollywood industry. He's used to all them elaborate parties or whatever, you know.
Oh, boy. I'm sure he'd been to a party.
Him and Nancy, yeah.
Oh, I know Nancy was a champagne drinker.
Yeah.
she wouldn't have been knocking back an old fashioned. Apparently, this is not a popular thing because we cannot figure out what an old fashioned was.
Really?
Does anybody know?
A lot of people may not have drank them. Yeah, maybe they.
Well, a lot of these drinks have funny names, you know, and I don't really know where
Tom
the names
Collins. Come from. What's a Tom? What's in a Tom Collins?
I don't, you know, I thought the most interesting one, and it's not alcoholic, but it has to do with alcohol, is a Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple.
You know, no alcohol.
Right. It's a, was Sprite and...
See, I never understood how that worked, though. If you walked up to a bar and you said, give me a Shirley Temple,
uh-huh.
Aren't there a lot of things in a bar that don't have alcohol?
I think so.
So what would they have given you?
They would have given you. I've seen these made before. I think Sprite. I'm not sure what the main ingredient is, though.
Was it supposed to be close to alcohol?
Yes,
but not alcohol.
Yeah, I want to say it was like the daiquiri mix, but Sprite.
Does anybody know what a Shirley Temple was? Now, this is probably the most famous drink.
Yeah, I think it was a daiquiri. Daiquiri mix and Sprite, I believe. I'm not sure. A
lot of alcohol questions here this morning on the show. If anybody has any guess.
I did a little bartending, but not a whole lot.
So if somebody would have came in and said, give me a mint julep, you would have had to check it in.
I had a book I'd have had to refer to, but I don't know if I could have made it
now,
good.
Now, see, that's what you don't want to see when you go into a bar. When you order a drink, your bartender go pulling out the book.
Exactly, yeah.
Because then you know there's a high chance... This isn't going to get
right.
Made right.
You're not getting your drink correctly. Yeah.
No, it's going to be bad news.
I was great at opening cans of.
You could open a can of beer nobody.
Yeah, that's right.
You got that right. questions on the table. Larry King's first guest on his national talk show in the mid-1970s. What did President Harding's mother do for a living? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What was President Harding's favorite alcoholic drink? And what was Bob Hope's famous song outside of Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells? Probably the song that was used the most in all of those great, great specials. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, now you're talking my drink.
Tom all right.
Collins?
Tom Collins.
Tom Collins has gin, lemon juice, simple syrup, club soda. And it's really good.
Now, what is simple syrup?
Simple syrup is basically sugar.
Is it high fructose corn syrup?
Boiled down, or you can buy off the shelf, you can buy simple syrup.
Now, do you know what a Shirley Temple is?
Shirley Temple is just like 7-Up or Sprite with the cherry juice, the maraschino cherries.
Well, that doesn't sound bad.
That's what a Shirley Temple is. Yeah. That's what I gave my kids.
Now, where did Tom Collins come from?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I just know it's a great drink on a hot, hot summer day.
Well, he was Otis's brother on Andy. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go.
He could have been. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
And he kept tired of getting arrested, so they named the drink after
him. Was Otis's last name Collins?
No,
Otis Collins.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, he could have been.
I don't know.
It could have been Otis Collins. Well, now we know what a Tom Collins is.
We know what a Tom Collins is.
We still don't know what an Old Fashioned is.
Simple syrup. What'd she say? And then...
Now, see, don't quiz me on this stuff. Yeah. It's on the record.
Yeah.
But we know what a Shirley Temple is.
Yeah.
Cranberry juice.
Yeah. Maraschino cherries.
Maraschino cherry. That's not bad.
Yeah. And it's either 7-Up or Sprite.
7-Up or Sprite.
I was close, though. I said daiquiri, man. I think that's kind of the same mixture.
Named after legendary child star Shirley Temple. What a thing to go down in history as.
So don't come out. Oh, no, that's Annie.
So you know
that's
her
Annie.
Song.
That's Annie. Never
oh, that is Annie, isn't it? What happened to the girl who portrayed Annie?
I don't know. What was her... Daddy Warbucks.
Daddy War... Carol Burnett was in that movie as Miss Hannigan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. All right, we're looking for President Harding's favorite alcoholic drink. Does anybody know what would people have been drinking in the 20s in the White House?
Yeah, I'm curious. I want to hear this.
Favorite, President Harding's favorite alcoholic drink. How old was President Harding when he started having health issues? What did President Harding's mother do for a living?
Yeah.
Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio show?
This one I think I got.
In the mid-1970s. And what was Bob Hope's famous song outside of Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells? What was the third popular Bob Hope song? And we still don't know the lyrics to Thanks for the Memories or Silver Bells or what an old fashioned is. There's a lot of things we don't know this morning.
Yeah.
I assure you of that. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just called about the old fashioned. I found the bottle or the shaker of what these drinks contain.
All right.
The old fashioned is 1 jigger liquor, 2 to 3 dashes bitters, sugar, and little soda. Stir well with cherry and a slice of orange.
Now, what's a jigger?
A jigger is the, like an ounce or so, whatever that.
What was the other one? Sprinkle or?
I don't think it's really a shot, but it could be the same as a shot. I'm not sure.
Then what was the
other? A highball is a jigger liquor, soda, and water with ice. So that doesn't add the bitters where the old fashioned does.
Now,
I have Manhattan.
Oh, what's a Manhattan?
Yeah.
It is a 2/3, I believe it means cup or shot glass whiskey. 1/3 Italian vermouth. Dash of, this is A-N-G-O-S-T-U-R-A, bitters. Serve with cracked ice, strain, and serve with a cherry.
Well, that seems...
daiquiri.
Go ahead.
It is 1.5 jiggers of rum, juice of 1 lime, 1/2 teaspoon of powdered sugar. Shake and serve with ice. Strain and serve. At the Tom Collins is what that lady said, Jen. It says 1 juice of lemon, 1 teaspoon of sugar, and add soda. A whiskey sour is 2 ounces of whiskey, 1 teaspoon of powdered sugar, 1/2 juice of lemon, 1/2 juice of lime. Shake with cracked ice. Strain and serve. Okay, I have a martini.
Now, I had a martini.
When I was in New York.
I don't know what I had, so tell me what I had in that martini.
Okay, it says 2/3 dry gin, 1/3 French vermouth, dash of orange bitters, stir with cracked ice, serve with an olive.
I do remember the olive.
Yeah.
And I think I had a gin martini, so that sounds right.
It was about $12.
Yeah, about $12.
Now, the vodka Collins is the same as the gin, or Tom Collins, but it's served with vodka instead of the gin.
So a Tom Collins.
I have the Bloody Mary, Highball, Daiquiri, Bacardi, gin and tonic.
So the Bloody Mary, that is tomato juice, and what's the main ingredient?
This says 1 jigger vodka, 1 dash of Worcestershire sauce, 1 dash Tabasco, and mixed with tomato juice.
Boy, you wouldn't want to do that if you had acid reflux.
No. My dad lives on those. My dad lives on those things.
You wouldn't be sleeping well at night.
My dad loves those things, man. Yeah. Bloody Marys. Yeah.
Well, hey, I thank you. That was very interesting.
Well,
thanks.
This is an old glass shaker. It was my father's. It has a metal lid to it.
That
we can't get the lid off.
the vermouth is settled on that thing, and you can't get it off. And
maybe, right?
Yeah.
Probably everything.
Now, as I say, a little bar sugar on there, a little.
Yeah, back in the 40s and 50s, my parents drank, and probably everyone else did.
Absolutely.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. At least 15 drinks on here.
They're card games. They all
heavy glass shaker. It's probably 16 or maybe even 18. I don't know, ounces tall.
Wow.
I can't get the lid off, so I couldn't measure it. But it has a metal cap on it, which comes off that you can pour. But I can't get the lid off. It's a heavy, like metal. The clothes to shake.
Had a couple of highballs if you could have got that.
The highballs have the jigger liquor, soda, or water, and you just add ice and, stir and strain.
Yeah. Well, this is fascinating stuff. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Right. Well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
You get a little education
on
this
show.
Right.
You got six drinks there and...
Well, because most people don't know what these drinks are.
Right.
And this has become sort of a bit of an alcoholic education here this morning on the early show. Now, what we're looking for, though, and none of those drinks were President Harding's favorite. Mm. We're looking for President Harding's favorite alcoholic drink. Do we know what that is? President Harding's favorite alcoholic drink. How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio show? And what was Bob Hope's famous song other than Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells? What was the other song he was most known for? 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or if you just want to call in and answer, 740-383-9944. I know if you went in and asked a bartender what a jigger was, I don't think they would know.
No, especially not in this day and age. I'm sure they wouldn't.
So what do you think? So a jigger is
a
glass bowl?
A pinch, maybe a shot? I don't know.
Well, what's a pinch?
It depends on how it's
how do you pinch alcohol?
I don't know.
I don't think you can pinch alcohol.
No, I don't know. Is it? I don't know if is it less than a shot? Is it more than a shot? Is it a?
I don't know what a jigger is.
A jigger. I've never heard that.
That's a little bit beyond
in a liquor sense. I've never heard that term before. I mean, I don't know what.
Now, have we named all of our drinks? Now we've got our Tom.
We got
Collins.
A Manhattan. Tom
we got
Collins.
Manhattan Martini.
Mm-hmm.
Old fashioned. No, we didn't get an old. Did we?
Yeah,
oh yeah, she
fashion.
Told us what an old fashioned was. Absolutely.
Highball.
Tom Collins.
Mm-hmm.
We got all those. I think we've named all of our drinks this morning. We just don't know what President Harding was doing. Well, I think we had a call there. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. We almost had a call
after
there.
After hearing all that, all those drinks, I mean, are they going to, what's their impression going to be now? Are these guys doing?
Knock some back.
Yeah.
Knock it back. Go ahead, caller. Yeah, go ahead. Are you there? Hello, are you there? Good morning. Well, maybe not.
No.
If that was you, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear the information, 48 and a half minutes past the hour.
I wonder if there's people that still get up at this time that have one of those drinks, you know, I mean, like they make it part of their morning routine.
You mean like an eye-opener?
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
To get the day started, you know, I mean.
Well, I know a lot of people used to have alcohol with their breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
really?
Not enough to inebriate them so they could still drive to work. But, I was never sure of that because if you had a drink in the morning, how much would you have to eat to weigh that down?
To cover that, yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I think most drinks, though, are probably evening drinks.
Yeah. Would
be my guess.
Right. I think you're right.
Yeah. Because people tend to drink and then, well, I don't know. Their nerves are shot from the day.
Yeah.
So they've got to have a drink at night.
I know a friend of mine, he used to always invite everyone over in the evening at his house for cocktails, you know, and...
Well, a lot of people like to do that. And it seems like a popular cocktail now has been wine.
Yeah, wine has definitely become very popular.
Now all of a sudden we have all these wine drinkers.
Yeah. Connoisseurs.
Now the people who drink beer, now they tend to do it alone. Hmm. Most people don't say, come on over for a beer.
Well, once in a while they do.
Not often.
It depends on the setting, you know. Like if you go to a sports bar like B-Dubs, you'll see a bunch of them sitting in the bar.
But I think that's, let's go out for a beer.
I see what you're saying.
But I don't think people invite people over for a beer.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, I mean, it's popular, I think, with Bonfire, you know, like people have a...
Is that what they do at Bonfires?
Is that right?
I don't go to a whole lot of bonfires.
Yeah, sit around and drink and...
Well, I tell you, the questions still remain with 10 minutes left to go. Who was the first guest on Larry King's national radio show? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? How old was President Harding when he first started to get ill, disease that would eventually claim his life later on in life? What was President Harding's favorite alcoholic drink? And what was Bob Hope's most famous song outside of Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells? 740-383-9944. 9 minutes left to go. We don't have a very good record today. I don't think we've gotten anything answered correctly. A lot of phone calls, which are good.
Yeah, but just no.
And we've learned a lot. We just haven't learned the answers to any of these trivia questions.
Correct answers, yeah.
Now, I thought the Bob Hope one would be a slam dunk.
Hmm.
Because there were three songs in my mind that he was known for. Certainly Thanks for the Memories.
Yep.
Certainly Silver Bells. And this particular one.
And one more, yeah.
And one more.
Mm. But instead, we've learned more about how to make alcoholic beverages instead of...
Well, and I think Bob Hope probably tipped a few in his day.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, out on a golf course or something. And
sure. Now, do they still allow drinking at the golf course?
Yeah, as long as you buy it from them. I don't know if they really allow you to bring it, but...
So it's like the movie theater.
Yeah.
You can't bring your own stuff
now,
in.
Now, that's not to say I'm sure people don't bring their own, but...
Oh, no. And ladies have this down because they put it in their purse.
Yeah. I think the guys maybe resort to putting it in their golf bag or something and...
Well, I don't know. Do clubhouses have their liquor license?
A lot of them do.
But they can't serve like a mixed drink, can they?
That I don't know. I think it's mostly just beer, I think, yeah.
Does anybody know if there's a lot of drinking on the golf courses?
I don't know. These higher-end golf courses might, but I think the ones maybe around here, maybe the country club might be able to serve.
And this is a bad sign for Bob Hope because people don't know the lyrics to Thanks for the Memories. They don't know the lyrics to Silver Bells. And they don't know what his third most famous song is.
Come on.
8 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. And President Harding's most famous alcoholic drink. We don't know that yet either. 740-383-9944. It's kind of interesting because President Harding was for Prohibition.
Huh. Really?
But yet
he
had a drink at the White House.
He indulged in a few...
Well, you know, a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Absolutely, yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I had called, and I had the shaker with the, the drinks and the recipes.
Right.
I also have a flask. It's a hard glass, and it has a leather bounding on it, and I would like to read this to you.
Go ahead.
It says, when your heels hit hard and your head feels queer and your thoughts foam up like the froth on beer, when your legs are weak and your voice is strong and you laugh like hell at some damn fool song, you're drunk, by gosh, you're drunk. And it's on from Rock City, Lookout Mountain, Tennessee, and there's an alcoholic gentleman sitting by the lamppost. On the opposite side, it is one drink. It shows on the leather from the fullest to the, you know, the least. One drink, two drinks, half full, and you go to the bottom, it says damn fool, and it looks like a pig on it. And it is a heavy glass. It has a, like a hard plastic lid, and you can kind of still smell the liquor in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it has the hard, or the brown leather, and the words are printed all over it. It's about as big as your hand.
Now, do you
and
know?
It was my father's also.
Oh, this was your father's as well. So he had used it a few times.
Oh, certainly.
Oh, okay. Now, what was your father's drink of choice?
Oh, honey, I don't know. He was a lot older. I was one of the youngest. I'm not real sure, actually.
Well, it's interesting. Hey, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. You know, I bet that was Dean Martin passed out on that...
that could have been that
passed
rock.
Out on, passed out on that rock. Oh, yeah, it was Dean Martin. Well, that's an interesting little rhyme.
Yeah. That sounds like something he would say, you know, too. That
well, you know, I always like, if you're going to sell something like a flask or something, be a little creative. Put sure. a little poem on there.
Absolutely.
Do something in the
jazz
creative vein.
Jazz it up a little
life.
Bit, yeah.
We need
yeah.
creativity in
that's
life.
That's right.
All right, we're looking for President Harding's favorite drink, and the topic du jour this morning seems to be
liquor,
alcohol, and all the things that go there. And Bob Hope, which we can't save our life. Nobody knows Bob Hope's lyrics to Thanks for the Memories.
Wow.
Nobody knows the lyrics to Silver Bells. Nobody knows what Bob
Hope's... Ask me in 2 months and I'll know the lyrics to Silver Bells.
Third most famous song is... You know, and this song is so well known, the third most famous song.
Hmm.
It's interesting.
I'm sure he's performed it a lot. I mean...
Oh, all the time. He did it on the specials year after year after year.
Huh.
It's sad.
It's hard to believe, yeah.
But it's, the, you know, it's Thanks for the Memories, rainy afternoon. Well, he'd be happy this day. Rainy afternoons.
Yeah.
Swinging Harlem tunes. You might have been a headache, but you... There's something about headaches in there.
Yeah.
And something about burning toast and prunes. There's something in the Thanks for the Memories song about that.
That lady was burning toast and she was an old prune. I don't know.
And Bob Hope was singing it to somebody in that movie, which I have no idea who that was. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yes. Bob Hope's one of his favorite songs was It Had to Be You.
You know, I that could be. This is not the one I'm looking for, though, but that's a good guess.
But you say that was not it?
No, that's not it. This is a song that he sang in a movie he originated, and it's really associated with him.
Well, I know on his interviews and so forth, and his wife would sing that back to him, and it had to be used. So that's the one that I thought about.
Well, no, hey, that's a good guess. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Not It Had to Be You.
Had to be you, huh?
But he sang it in a movie.
Yeah.
Like we went over earlier on, Thanks for the Memories came from the big broadcast of 1938,
mm-hmm.
and Silver Bells came from the Lemon Drop Kid.
Right.
Now this, I'm not going to tell you what movie this came from.
Right,
I know
sure.
what movie it came from.
Sure,
another
sure.
bit of useless information. But what was Bob Hope's third most famous song? He used to sing it a lot on his specials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a tendency to do that with songs that he originated.
Mm, yeah.
Bob Hope was a good singer. I mean, for being primarily an actor in a comic, he could sing very well.
Right.
58 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to give us another guess on Bob Hope? What's his third most famous song? What was President Harding's favorite alcoholic drink? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health problems? What was President Harding's mother's job? Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio show? 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. We'd like to hear from you. Don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy coming up at 2:10 today. Voice of a People at 4:10. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker at 5 p.m. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know Bob Hope's third most famous song or President Harding's favorite alcoholic drink? Or do you have any more alcoholic information to impart on us, or any more Bob Hope information to impart on us? 740-383-9944. When you go to a bar, what do you do?
Well, back in the day, I was a big beer drinker.
Beer drinker?
Yeah. Been so long since I've had one, I take that back. A couple years ago, we took my mom to Vegas, and I always wanted to try a Long Island iced tea. I had one out there. And
now, a Long Island iced tea, that is...
It's a combination of things. It's
don't like, they throw everything in there?
Yeah, it's like three or four different liquors and...
And iced tea. But the problem is it tastes like iced tea.
And that's... Yeah, and I wasn't expecting it. I mean...
But it gives a little bigger kick.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't.
Well, I don't know. I've never had one.
I didn't really feel anything.
No kick.
I didn't really feel, you know. I just drank it and...
Well, see, this is what I've always thought the problems were with screwdrivers. Because people don't realize that they're loaded with vodka.
Vodka and orange juice. Yeah.
But they taste like orange juice.
Yeah.
Orange juice pretty well kills the taste of the vodka.
Yeah.
So you're knocking all these back and you don't realize.
It's like a tequila sunrise. It's basically tequila and orange and grenadine.
Yeah. So you get in a little deeper than maybe you thought you would.
Right.
We have time for one more call here. 30 seconds left. 740-383-9944. Any guesses or any more imparting words this morning? We'll be back tomorrow morning between 8 and 10 a.m. here on The Early Show. Go ahead, caller.
We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Go ahead, caller.
8 and 10 a.m.
Caller. Are you there, caller?
Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Maybe Bob Hope's third favorite song was Put It There, Pal.
Not Put Her There, Pal, but I that's a good guess. We had that earlier. Thank you, caller.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear. All right.
Thanks. Yep.
Put Her There, Pal. Was that the name of the song?
Is that what?
I can hear it.
I think I vaguely kind of remember
Put Her
that.
There, yeah, pal. Put Her There.
Yeah.
Ba ba ba.
You're wonderful.
But I don't think it was called Put Her There, Pal, was it?
I knew that was one of the lyrics of it. I didn't know if that was...
I know it was about friendship.
What it was called.
Ian Bing Crosby sang that.
Okay.
On one of those road pictures.
Do you think they're still ordering those older... Like, people are still ordering, like, screwdriver? Or are they more advanced now? I mean...
It's hard to tell. Well, we're done with this show today. We'll be back tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m. Tune us in.
I'm going
to
go have a mint julep.
Well, I think it's time to go off on the road to Bucyrus.
Okay.
You know... Put Her There, Pal.
Put Her There,
Pal. All right. Stay tuned. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM.
For your friends and your family, your place is WWGH 107.1.
One of our great people, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.